This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Basically said, and I think I can take the word basically out, without a wall, you cannot have border security. Without a very strong form of barrier, call it what you will, but without a wall, you cannot have border security. It won't work.
The women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge, a challenge that President Trump's own cruel and counterproductive policies have only deepened.
The president addressed the nation today to talk about the border wall tonight. In fact, it was less than 10 minutes, and then there was the counter from Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and Senator Chuck Schumer as well. The government shutdown continues to roll through. The president said that a border wall is needed to keep the country safe, but didn't declare a national emergency that would have allowed him to start building it without congressional authorization, which is what we thought might have happened. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. This is what everybody's talking about. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. Justin, interesting evening. There's no question about that on Tuesday as the president takes to the airwaves. I predicted it would be short and sweet and to the point, so to speak, and it certainly was, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And what's really worth noting in this, as you mentioned, there wasn't a call for a national emergency. And so, therefore, we didn't really get anything new that we haven't heard previously. These were largely talking points that he has previously given when it comes to the border situation. A lot of this was pretty much revisiting some of his greatest hits. And, without that call, he missed basically an opportunity to raise that prospect and make the case for why that should be moving forward. So that's what really stuck out for me.
Yeah, and the other thing is he definitely talked about the Democrats, and he talked about that it wouldn't get done if the Democrats, pretty much, I'm going to paraphrase, were the blocking point of this whole thing, and that he wanted to meet tomorrow, and it could take 45 minutes, and there could be a deal that would be done. But this isn't happening with the Democrats, is it?
It's not. And that's what we got from the speech tonight in the official Democratic rebuttal. He is going to be meeting with congressional leaders tomorrow at around 3 o'clock, but it is unlikely that there is going to be a 45-minute set of negotiations that will yield any kind of a deal. Democrats have made their case that they are not going to take on the issue of the wall or enhanced border security until the government is reopened. The president has said that he's not going to be adopting any stopgap measures to unshutter the government. And Mitch McConnell in the Senate has also said that he is not going to adopt anything that the president would not support. So there really is just basically a standstill right now, and nobody seems to be willing to budge.
Yes, crazy. So what's it like on the beat, so to speak? What are reporters, because you cover the White House, you cover D.C., what's the buzz among the journalists who are part of, the White House press?
Well, the big question is how long is this shutdown going to last? And there was initially some speculation, from the chattering classes in D.C., or at least anybody who I spoke to, that as soon as it came down to IRS giving their refunds and Americans, suddenly becoming worried that they weren't going to get their refunds on time, that this was going to spur some kind of action and eventually somebody would have to yield. We know yesterday from Mike Pence in a conversation he had with reporters that the administration is planning on using, whatever abilities they have at their disposal to make sure that the IRS checks go out in time. So that has poked a hole in the optimism that a lot of people have had that this would be coming to an end. you know, at least within a matter of weeks, and now there just doesn't necessarily seem to be any clear-cut solution.
Yeah, so we just have no idea how long this is going to go on. I mean, if you were to clock this, it's probably going to be the longest shutdown we've had in history, right?
It's certainly approaching that. It's stretching into its 18th day tomorrow. That's significantly longer than the 2013 one that we had, which was the last big one that really froze D.C. and brought everything to a halt. So this is certainly, you know, approaching record territory.
Yeah. One of the things that the president said, and now he's going to go on that journey to the wall, right, on Thursday. That's going to happen. And there was some speculation as to where he was going to go. Was it going to be, it wasn't going to be Tijuana, and it wasn't going to be Juarez. It was going to be someplace else. Do we know where that is?
You know, we do. I'm not sure if the White House has publicly announced it yet. I honestly,
you don't want to lose your press pass?
I have it in front of me, but I think it's going to be off the record, so I don't want to get in trouble. I'm going to keep quiet, but, it is not Tijuana, and it is not, you know, some of the other places that you mentioned.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so as Pelosi, that's okay. I have my sources. So we have Pelosi and Schumer who both addressed the nation, and then you also had Bernie Sanders who was all over the place picking apart the president. Is Bernie Sanders going to run for the Democrats, do you think, in 2020?
I mean, if he is not, then a lot of the moves that he has taken in the past couple of years just don't really make that much sense. He has kept a pretty robust campaign arm. He has certainly held on to a lot of his diehard supporters, and he has been making all of the moves that somebody who was pursuing another presidential run would be making. So I would be very, very surprised to see him not enter the race.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. And in the meantime, Brett Kavanaugh issues his first opinion. It was a unanimous opinion, so there wasn't any big scuttlebutt over that. But the fact that it was sort of his maiden voyage, if you will, with his first decision in an obscure case, that did make a little noise, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so we have Brett Kavanaugh, who has been a pretty restrained figure on the Supreme Court so far. He hasn't really been making a lot of waves that people initially thought he would be after he was pretty much publicly scorned by a lot of lawmakers and whatnot, and really kind of almost approached his confirmation like he would be pursuing it with the spirit of vengeance. But he has, you know, issued his first opinion. In addition to that, we also have some more drama going on with the Supreme Court, particularly surrounding Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who missed her second day of oral arguments after missing her first day in her history on the bench yesterday. So that's kind of the status right now, and that's you know, certainly raising a lot of concerns over Washington, particularly in Democratic quarters.
Yeah, and of course the speculation. I mean, how bad off is Ginsburg? Will eventually we see her step down from the court, and that means there would be another appointment that would go the way of President Trump? Correct.
Exactly. Yeah, and that would, you know, if we saw a lot of drama surrounding the Kavanaugh confirmation, anything to replace Ginsburg, who has been sort of liberal savior in the court, is going to certainly dwarf that, and it's going to be just absolutely terrifying. So,
yeah, I agree with you there. All right, Dustin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, coming up on the flip side, more on the president's remarks and some reaction to it as well. Hang with us, everybody. We were just getting warmed up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever.
John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Very quickly pay for itself. The cost of illegal drugs exceeds $500 billion a year, vastly more than the $5.7 billion we have requested from Congress. The wall will also be paid for indirectly by the great new trade deal we have made with Mexico.
Most presidents have used Oval Office addresses for noble purposes. This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration.
All right, so it was all about the Prez on Tuesday night with a short but direct plea, in a sense, to the nation. Declaring any kind of national emergency, and then the response by the Democrats. You just heard Chuck Schumer there, and before that, of course, President Trump. A lot of people trying to do that fact-finding thing on the Prez. One of the things that was disputed, numbers, 266,000 aliens arrested in the past 2 years. That was something that the president talked about and said, but in fact-checking, in some of the news agencies that were out there on top of it, they say, yeah, that number's right, but it's misleading. And, of course, the big debate is the violence, the drugs, the gangs, the people who are coming across the border. And with the misleading, according to the Washington Post, I'll give you their version, they say in 2018, ICE conducted 158,581 administrative arrests, that's what they call it, for civil immigration violations. The end of the year report says 105,140, so that's 66% involved with criminal convictions, and then 32,000 with pending criminal charges. Of the administrative arrests in 2017, and that was like just over 143,000, 74% involved people with criminal records, 15.5% had pending charges. So this is what they're debating. Entering illegally or re-entering or whatever, what kind of crime are we talking about? Were there convictions, arrests, what's all of that, and then what was coming in through the points of entry? So one of the things that the Prez talked about was that. He talked about the drugs. He talked about the trade deal doesn't pay for the wall. He talked about the arrests, the number that I just gave you. And he talked about, a couple of other things that he's been talking about on the campaign trail, etc., then just continued to pretty much roll out what he had rolled out before. So here's the deal. When we look at the Border Patrol, we look at the agents, we look at the apprehensions. I've talked about this. I spent a week with the Border Patrol. There was something that the press said that did strike a chord with me as somebody who was there and saw with my own eyes about the rapes and the problems of the women crossing and children. And there is some serious truth in that, because I saw that. The Jane Does, who we have no clue who they were. They were in Arizona at one of the Spartan border crossings, where they were just laid out in trucks, basically, because the morgue was overrun with unidentifiable bodies and people that they had no idea who they were, in trying to figure out what happened to them, etc. And they had to go to a refrigeration device, and it was drugs. And how sad and awful and gruesome is that? And then my pal Daryl and Carlo also spent some time with the Border Patrol. He was a big-time talk show host at the time. And we talked about this idea that for serious, no joke, it really is a serious problem. And they call them rape trees because they take the underwear almost like a prize of the women they rape and throw them into the trees. So there certainly was definite despicable, outrageous things that have happened that have not often been discussed, that are absolutely part and parcel, part of the problem of the unseen. I think that's it. To me, there are so many unseen, outrageous things that happen that are sickening to the people, actually, that are trying to cross over. Depends on numbers, depends on where, depends on the coyotes that are taking them over, what they've been paid. Are people jammed into trucks? Are they just dumped out when there's some kind of a problem? Ultimately, what's the story? Because it's about the story of the individuals, the people, where they came from, Central America, etc. So there's no end in sight for this government shutdown. It doesn't look like anything's moving in that direction. And one of the things that the president said, I mentioned it to Justin Duckham when he was on, that the shutdown could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. But there is no 45-minute meeting that has been set up on the books, and doesn't look like it's going to be set up on the books. So I think this is going to stretch into what will probably be the longest government shutdown. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're going to see the longest government shutdown that we've seen, unless some bizarre curveball suddenly hits Pennsylvania Avenue, and I have no clue what that will be. There was panic over the TSA. There was panic over people not getting paid and the long hours and what's going on in the federal prisons, and there's reason for that. But there is, the standoff in D.C., there is no end in sight. I really don't believe the Democrats are not going to give in. They're not going to say, I give. They're not throwing up the flag. And the president is absolutely not going to do it at this point. I can't see it. So What would cause it to happen? What would cause something, the government shutdown, what would cause something to have that whole ball unravel, in other words? Well, we've got trash out the wazoo by the Washington Monument. We have shuttered national parks, and some saying they are going to have to close and only be open like an hour because they don't have people to work them because they're not cleaned and they don't have clean facilities, that kind of thing. So that would be one reaction. If there's enough blowback from that, ultimately I think TSA has a big stake in this. If there's a massive TSA walkout, then something has to be done because you could not shut down our air system, our transportation system. Imagine if air traffic was, ground to a halt. We've seen that, sadly, 9/11. If there was a day we could ever get back, it would be 9/11. But remember what happened when planes were grounded for days and all the amount of business travel and things that go on, there would be a massive outcry. So to me, the three dreaded letters, actually there's two sets of three dreaded letters, but the three dreaded letters, TSA for many of us, if they were to bail, if they were completely to bail, do a massive sick out, that would force a hand. That would force a hand if that happened. And it's interesting because it's at a time when, they're talking about more automation. When you go to the airport, facial recognition, all this high-tech stuff of what's going to happen with the searches. God, everything, it wouldn't even matter. Forget about that. All of it comes to a halt. It all comes to a halt. All right, it is Technology Tuesday. Speaking of things that have to do with technology and innovation. And coming up on the show, I'm going to introduce you to someone who I think is super smart. His name is Joel Block. And Joel Block is a guy who, to me, he gets the deal of when somebody has an idea and how do you get the inside track on it and how do you make it happen, right? So how do you capitalize? How do you make business strategies explode and work for you? There's something that he and I had this conversation about that he was a big part of that was just absolutely brilliant, and it has to do with fax machines. I'm not going to give it all away, but he's a keynote speaker. He's a hedge fund manager and venture capitalist by trade, Bullseye Capital. But I think really his knowledge and his know-how to get things done and to really influence startups is unbelievable. So he's in California in our virtual green room. We're going to go to him next. Here on my show, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. See you in a few.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to outline his reasons for a border wall. He calls it a crisis of the heart and the soul.
Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs.
And the president says stopping illegal drugs at the border and the new trade deal with Mexico will more than pay for border security as far as the government shutdown.
The only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government. This situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Nothing gets me more excited than talking about business and business strategies and ideas. You know that from listening to me on my Forbes segment and this segment, and it's Technology Tuesday, and technology to me, melding that with the capital and coming up with those innovative ideas and hitting a home run is very, very sexy. So in our virtual green room right now, a guy who totally gets it, Joel Block. I mentioned this before, he's a keynote speaker, hedge fund manager, and venture capitalist, Bullseye Capital. And much more importantly, he knows how to move the dough, and he knows how to make dreams happen. That's what I've decided. He's the dream maker. He knows how to meld the dough with the dream. And usually people fall short somewhere in between. They have the dream. They don't get how to get the capital. They fall short in coming up with the business plan. And usually that's where they step in the quicksand. Joel, thanks for coming on.
Kate, how are you?
So you don't step in quicksand. Ever, do you?
Well, I can't say that I haven't. I mean, you know, listen, part of what I've learned is I have stepped in a couple of times, but I haven't gone all the way under. How about that?
That's it. 'Cause once you go under, it's too late, brother. They can't help you then. So one of the stories that I thought this would be fascinating for the listeners, for people out there, they totally remember fax machines. And when fax machines came out and they were innovative and people were trying to figure out what could you do with a fax machine, how could you monetize something related to the fax machine, come up with some sort of a product, you had somebody that came to you and had a brilliant idea that match something else that I have a passion for, and so do a lot of listeners, when we talk about the market and clearing up some of the mystery over stocks and knowing what stocks are hot or getting a beat on the stock market. And this buddy of yours that came to you had a great idea that you made even better. Explain that story.
Well, in 1990, a guy comes to me and says, "Hey, listen, can you help me learn the stock market?" And I said, "Yeah, listen, all you do, I'm going to write down some stocks at the end of the week. Just, you know, every day, look in the paper, check the prices, and at the end of the week, we'll talk and see how they did." And this was a very brilliant computer guy, and so he sends me, he puts all the stuff in a computer, and he sends me a fax. And in 1990, not everybody even had fax machines, but he sends me this fax. And it had my stocks, the prices of my stocks, everything for that particular day. And I get it 1, 2, 3 days in a row. And I called him and I said, "Where's it coming from? This is an amazing thing." And he said, "You know, just for fun, I thought it would save time." And I said, "This is not funny. This is not just for fun. This is serious. Every investor in America is going to want to have one of these." And we ended up packaging it up. I had been in the money-raising business, so I knew how the game played. And we packaged this thing up, and we got an eight-figure contract on this deal from a big company who wanted to get behind it. So it was very substantial.
Yeah, and when you first package it up and you get the idea and you get your arms around it, Joel, where do most people fall short? Do they run out of patience in pitching, or what is it?
Well, first of all, there's a couple things to this. Number one, I didn't even really have a business plan. I mean, I had a couple pages that I had written down, but I had such an interesting, idea, such a big vision for what this could be. And so I went to the fax manufacturer and I said, "Look, this is software for fax machines." And they all turned me down, like 30 companies at their trade show all turned me down. Then I started calling newspaper companies and I said, "Look at it. We can deliver a personal newspaper to each and every one of your customers." So understand, number one, I told the story in language that they could understand that related to them. It wasn't about me, it was about them. And I told the story that way, and one of those newspapers looked at me and said, "Oh my God, this is incredible, we want in." And so they wrote a very big check to get us going. They funded the whole deal because they really perceived, we found out later, that they perceived that there was going to be this is in 1991, 92, that this some telephonic thing was going to happen that was going to put them out of business. And so they wanted to get their arms on anything that was telephonic because that was going to be their strategic thing. So lesson number one is investors invest for one of two reasons. They're either strategic investors, which means that the investment itself is designed to make their business better, but not necessarily just about the money. And then there's financial investors who only care about the money and don't have a secondary incentive. And you have to really know which one is which. For me, I would tell most people that strategic investors are a home run if you can ever get one. Most people just, they don't really differentiate. They just think all money is the same shade of green, which it's not. Money has character, and different money is better than other money. And you want to make sure that you get the best money that you can get.
Ooh, when you say that's like a tweetable moment there.
Oh.
When you say you get the best money you can get, what's the best money you can get?
Well, it depends on your situation. You know, I mean, and that's the thing that you have to understand is, in my case, if somebody would have said, "Joel, here's millions of dollars, good luck," that would have really been a big problem for me because I didn't really understand advertising. There were a lot of things I didn't understand. I didn't have a team of designers and a team of lawyers, and I didn't have the infrastructure set up to do all this by myself. So I was really looking for a company to partner with me, a large company that had the infrastructure that could have a benefit financially and also benefit their primary business. So I was really looking for a strategic investor because that's what I thought was going to be the best thing for me. So every situation is different, and depending on, you know, where you're at, you have to really understand your situation and go get the right kind of money.
Yeah, you know, you sent me a copy for people listening. He sent me a copy of the Financial Facts, and it was just brilliant. And I was reading it the other day, and just I want to take you back. And this was This was in July of 1992. IBM, Joel, reported that second quarter profits jumped more than fivefold to $714 million, up strongly from a revised $126 million. I'm like, that was the investment to have. And then I lived down the street from Texas Instruments, and it said Texas Instruments said it earned $72 million in the second quarter, marking the second three-month period of profitability after six straight quarters of losses. Isn't that wild?
You know, I was talking to somebody today about Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and how he had an original copy of the book, and it said, imagine having $50,000. And, you know, that's not a trivial amount of money, but at that time he was talking about people being like millionaires. So numbers have really changed, circumstances have changed, the world has changed, and sometimes it's funny to get a little bit of the historical perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very funny to get a historical perspective. So that was a success for you. And I look at technology, and technology is moving so quickly, and people are trying desperately to figure out ways to capitalize on it in all kinds of different sectors, from media on down. And one of the things that's heavily talked about, and you know this, is AI. And the fact that in most homes now, I just read a statistic the other day, where they're really saying about 35 to 40% of homes have AI, meaning like an Alexa or whatever that they're relying on. I think this is just going to get bigger, and the uses, the people who come up with the clever uses, it's going to explode. What do you think?
Well, listen, it's always about application. It's not so much about the technology. It's about the application of the technology. So, you know, our cell phones are terrific, but it's the things that they do, that it's the software, the apps that everybody creates that makes it so usable. And so that fuels the technology. And so each one has its own place. But, you know, I'll bet you that the application or the adoption of AI is even more than what you think, because AI is bigger than what most of us think. All of us have Waze on our smartphones when we drive. That's a form of AI. I mean, every time we type, like, I don't know what kind of phone you have, but when I type, it knows what I'm typing. It kind of predicts the word, then you can pick the words. You don't have to do all the typing. That's AI. I mean, everything. It's not just Alexa, you know, which I think at this early stage is kind of a gimmick. It's not really that usable. It's easier just to go on your computer sometimes. But the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that we now really depend on, like driving apps and some of these other things, are really beyond imagination. I mean, imagine 20 years ago, you know, the world was so very different.
Yeah, boy, it was very, very different. We're speaking with Joel Block, keynote speaker, hedge fund manager, venture capitalist. He says he's never completely drowned in quicksand, so that's a good thing, so we're able to talk to him. You can go to joelblock.com, and that's how you can find out more about Joel. You also do this thing called, you've got a podcast, and you call it Profit from the Inside. Explain that.
You know what? It's all about getting the inside track, because the truth is that everybody wants to be on the inside track. And people in the money business tend to understand things better than others. And really, in my mind, the inside track is really about knowing how to do things better, faster, sharper, more profitably than other people. The people that are on the inside kind of understand the trick to making things work. And every business has a trick. I don't care what business you're in. You may not be able to put your finger on the trick in your own business because you take it for granted, but every business has a trick that eludes other people who don't know what it is. So there are some big people that run restaurants better than others. There's some people that know how to run media companies better than others. There's some people that know how to do, assemble sporting teams better than others. And those people, they just have a sense, an inside track about how things work. And Profit from the Inside is all about exposing the inside track in a wide variety of industries. We talk to celebrities. We talk to all different kinds of athletes and political people, all kinds of people. And, you know, what's the trick in your business? Because that's really the truth is, look, Kate, I mean, everybody wants to be on the inside track. That's what everybody wants, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's the trick in your business? Something to leave everybody with, certainly, from this interview. Think about that, everybody, and send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Joel Block, what a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
That was good stuff. Like he said, everybody's got a trick. What is your trick? We got a trick coming up. On the flip side, we are going to the mailbag next. See you there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and stormy eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me.
Yes, we have tons of mail. Oh, I had to wade through it earlier in the day and right before I popped open this microphone because so many of you had something to say about the president's appearance on national television. So that's where we're going to start because I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in my backyard and your backyard. You know, we have more things in common, believe it or not, than not in common. And the one thing we absolutely are all discussing is the government shutdown, whether it affects us, we think, or not, and what's happening with illegal immigration. So here's what I got from Mickey. And Mickey says, hey, Ms. Delaney and listeners of America Tonight, I hope you read this on the air. I don't think we learned much of anything. There was no declaration of national emergency. I was really hoping that Trump was going to hammer that down, and I would have loved to see the chips fly all over the place and wonder what the Democrats would do. You know, I was a Democrat, then I became a Republican. Then I was so disgusted with the Republicans, I became a Democrat, and now I'm a Republican again. You can't make up your mind, Mickey. And so I'm frustrated with all of it, but I truly am a conservative, so there's no way I could stick with any of the Democratic tenets. But I don't like much of anything that's coming out of Washington. You've said it a million times on your show. You know, you covered it, and this could have been solved a long time ago. But we can't go backwards. We have to go forwards. There has to be a way to solve this dilemma. Yes, we will not 100% keep people away, but what can we do to deter people from entering illegally? How do we stop drugs from coming in? How do we stop gangs from coming in? What do we do? Open borders, I don't think, are acceptable any longer. What do you think? Well, I think one thing that the president said that was interesting, and I agree, and I said this to the other because we were watching it, I said, you know, here's the thing. It is despicable when somebody is murdered, raped, you know, suffers at the hands of a gang, and then you find out, you trace it back, and you find out, oh, yeah, that person came into the country illegally, and in fact, they had this long criminal record. You're never, no matter what you do, 100% going to have a net over anything, and don't ever let anyone tell you that. There are no sure things, or the good sure things we would all take, right? If there was a magic pill to make you thin and gorgeous and fabulous and perfect, and your mind really click and work on all cylinders, come on, you know you all would take it. Whatever. But there aren't shortcuts, so there's no 100% either. And the idea is, how close can we get to protecting our citizens and yet being humanitarians and figuring out this crisis? It is a crisis, because I don't care if it's 2,000, 200,000, 1 million, you know, whatever. Any is too many, but it's been that way for so long, and that's the thing. And nobody wants to touch it if it's politically too hot, depending on who they represent, because it's about re-election. The people who get elected, the people around them, their job is to get them elected again and again and again. So they don't want to touch something that's completely on fire. And now you've got the Democrats who are dug in, and you have the president who's dug in and what he's doing. We're not going to see anything change here. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Dak. Kate, I listened to the address. You were right. You said it would be short and to the point. It was short and to the point. Nothing's different. No national emergency. Are you surprised by that? I don't know. In a way, I am. I thought, well, here's what I thought was going to happen. He would lay out, here's what's going on, here's what we're trying to do, and then, boom, level the hammer. I'm going to declare a national emergency, therefore, this is what's going to happen. But whatever happened, there were massive discussions I heard about whether to declare the national emergency or not. He was looking at it, he was considering it, but he didn't make it, he didn't allude to it, none of that. It doesn't mean it's off the table. If this continues, I think it comes back on the table. But he was maybe dissuaded by some of the people he listens to, or in the conversations and in flushing it out, it didn't make any sense, especially for this first address, because it's unusual. It wasn't a long address. And in this kind of situation, it was quick and, you know, like I said, 8 minutes, boom, ba boom, ba boom, and that's, you know, that's it. I'm going to do one more of those. And this one is from Ralph. And Ralph says, Kate, I lived in a border city just like you did. I know you lived in El Paso. You talked about Juarez. You talked about what the border was like then. You talked about going out with the Border Patrol and the Rio Grande River and the crossings and all of that. I lived in an area of Arizona where we had some really deep problems outside of Phoenix with illegals. There were murders, there were gang bangers, there were drugs. People don't realize the state of Phoenix and some of the areas around Phoenix and what's happening drug-wise, especially. It is disheartening, to say the least. So I think this whole thing needs to go away. I think Joe, Sheriff Joe, was a hero, and when he started to get blasted, I thought that was the wrong thing because he was trying to solve the problem, even if he seemed eccentric to some people. And here's how I believe most people see it. If it's not affecting you, you feel sorry for the people it affects if you have a heart, but, you know, it's not in your backyard. Your kid wasn't murdered. They're not on drugs. You're not dealing with the possibility of gangs doing something in your neighborhood that would be shocking. So you feel badly, but yet you're not involved. I think we all have to be involved because in one way or another, we're connected. And if it's not you today, it could be you tomorrow. Well said. Absolutely. It's like saying all politics are local. Yes. Because you do feel badly for someone. It's not happening to you. Your life is going 100 miles an hour. Boom, boom, boom. I'm in the part of New York, or I'm in Chicago, or I'm in this part of California. We don't have this problem here. But then once the problem happens, then it's like neighbors, right? It's like bad neighbors, good neighbors. I have great neighbors. Then neighbors move out, and then the worst thing happens. You get the neighbors who trash their house, who are a nightmare, who throw parties, who are loud. They ruin your little perfect nest. And once the nest is ruined, you change your mind. Democrats, by the way, really think they have the upper hand in this fight. They feel like the views in the polls, one was released by Reuters Ipsos earlier on Tuesday, showing that 51% of adults believe Trump deserves most of the blame for the shutdown, as opposed to only 32 who blame Congress. So how does this come up, and what does this look like for the networks, and who comes out on top? I think in the end, it's all of us who lose when the country can't solve a problem that is affecting families who are trying desperately to make ends meet because of the government shutdown and when our national parks aren't open. I mean, look, so we have a more open border than we do for national parks. What? You're kidding me. And then trash all the way around? Nah. If you're listening to the show and you want to get a hold of me, you can always do that. How? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. Just let it fly. If you want to talk about something that we've talked about on the show, or you have something you're dying to get off your chest, send it to me, send it to me, send it to me. All right, I said that this is Technology Tuesday, the tail end of it. So at CES, I used to live in Vegas. It was fun to go there when it wasn't as big of a deal. Now it's a huge deal. I saw a story about a virtual border wall. They had one on display in Vegas, and it showed technology based on systems from autonomous cars that could be used for a virtual border wall during the Vegas show. It's pretty wild, actually, to see it covering all that territory. It's the same technology used in self-driving cars, and it's being touted as a potential solution to the U.S. border wall conundrum, with some real added benefits to that. It would be a lower cost physical wall or fence you wouldn't have to worry about. I guess somebody would get buzzed if they tried to cross over. Can you imagine? You wouldn't have to have that all the way in place along the 2,000 miles. But I think there would probably be some other problems with it. I'm just saying, right? But hey, I give them credit for trying it. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.